Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Various weather warnings have been issued for our regions. There is a yellow level 5 warning in that's for disruptive rain over the southwestern parts of both Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Then a yellow level 2 warning for very hard rain over the northern parts of Gauteng, and a warning for severe thunderstorms over the southwestern parts of the northwest and west central parts of the Free State. Pretoria today up to 24, Joburg 23, Mbombela and Polokwane 21, Nemalahleni 19, and Rustenburg up to 25 degrees.
Traffic is moving slowly in Pretoria on Eskom Pakleli Drive inbound. That, of course, is entering the CBD area.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta is calling on the Department of Basic Education to launch an investigation into the allegations that matric results have been sold by a private entity. According to reports, matrics of the class of 2024 who paid 100 rand have been able to access their full results on a website called EduMarks. And a quarter of a century after its founding, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin is finally ready for its maiden orbital voyage with a brand new rocket the company hopes will shake up the commercial race space. Named New Glenn after legendary astronaut John Glenn, the rocket is set to blast off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in a launch window that opens at 8 a.m. this morning. Billionaire Amazon founder Bezos is taking aim at the only man in the world wealthier than him, Elon Musk, whose company SpaceX dominates the orbital launch market. I'm Khadija De Souza, and I'll have more news for you at 7. But first, looking at the business news, the Airports Company of South Africa says risk mitigation measures are being implemented to prevent the disruption of jet fuel supplies at the O.R. Tambo International Airport. AXA released a statement yesterday saying that it was informed of a fire at the Natref refinery on the 4th of January that could lead to jet fuel shortages at South Africa's largest international airport from next week. And Asian markets stumbled this morning after an outsized U.S. jobs report dealt another blow to hopes for more interest rate cuts in the U.S. Oil has extended a rally sparked by new sanctions on Russia's energy sector. Issues that could lead to crude oil further rocketing include an escalation of the Middle East crisis, a significant reduction in Russian output or exports, and a strategic about-face by OPEC Plus to slash production. This morning, a dollar at 19 rand 15 cents, a euro 19 rand 57, a pound 23 rand 25 cents, gold at $2,696.92 per fine ounce. I'm Khadija De Souza. I'll be back with more news at 7.
Well, there was just one match scheduled in the Betway SA20 yesterday, but the game between the Pretoria Capitals and Durban Super Giants at Supersport Park was abandoned without a ball bowled, and that's because of persistent rain, the points therefore shared by the sides. The Australian Open is underway. The first big name has already fallen. Young American Alex Mitchelson upset 11th-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas 7-5, 6-3, 2-6, 6-4.
I was just trying to stay super composed out there today. I knew it was going to be a battle in the end. I came in with the proper mindset, and I executed the game plan.
In the women's draw, Coco Gauff soared into the second round with a 6-3, 6-3 win over Sophia Kennan in an outfit that nods to superheroes. The Toyota Cheetahs scored a try off the final move of the game to give them a thrilling 22-18 win over Zebra Parma in Amsterdam yesterday. That was their first success in the EPCR Champions Cup this year. Orlando Pirates secured their place in the knockout round of the CAF Champions League yesterday with a 2-0 victory against Belouizdad. That was at the Orlando Stadium. Kaizer Chiefs coach Nusreddin Nabi was red carded after a 1-0 Betway Premiership loss to Golden Arrows, and that dealt another blow to the local Giants. Amakhosi now sixth on the table. The other league match saw Sekhukhune beat SuperSport United away and Manchester United through to the fourth round after winning on penalties against Arsenal yesterday evening at the Emirates. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport. Jack Red FM placement.